time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. I said, name a famous city in 10 letters that contains an S, drop the S, then assign the remaining 9 letters their standard value in the alphabet, A equals 1, B equals 2, etc. And I said the total value of the 9 letters is only 25. What city is it? And the answer is Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia.
We received over 2,600 correct responses, and the winner this week is Patty Docker Ford of Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lulu.
So how'd you figure it out?
Well, I started out with U.S. capitals and none of those worked. And then I knew it had to be something with just A, B, or C, and it just came to me.
Fair enough. How long have you been playing?
Since day one.
That's good to know. And what was it like when you finally got the call?
Incredibly nerve-wracking.
I hear, though, that you're a professional clown, so you're used to performing under high pressure. And you have a joke for us.
Yeah. I'm a balloon artist, and I go to balloon school every chance I get. And you know the worst thing about balloon school, don't you?
No.
The pop quizzes.
That's awesome. What's your favorite kind of a balloon figurine?
I like them all, and I try to keep up with them. You have to keep up with whatever the kids are into at the time. You know, superheroes or different animals. Always keeps you on your toes.
Always keeps you on your toes. Well, we are here to keep you on your toes. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Patty. Every answer today is the name of a TV series, past or present. I've changed 2 consecutive letters in each title into 1 letter to spell a new word or phrase. You change 1 letter back into 2 to name the series. For example, if I said chess, C-H-E-S-S, you would say cheers, because that turns the first S of chess into E-R to make the TV show.
Okay.
So we'll start with some older shows, and your first one is Franz, F-R-O-N-D-S.
Friends.
Friends is it as good. Number 2 is Full Hour, F-U-L-L-H-O-U-R.
Full House?
That's it, Full House. Night Coat, N-I-G-H-T-C-O-A-T.
Night Coat.
Yeah, keep the night. Change something in coat.
Night Court.
Yep.
Night Court, you got it. Framer, F-R-A-M-E-R.
Frasier.
That's it. The Wagons, T-H-E-W-A-G-O-N-S.
The Wagons.
Change the G.
It's the name of the family.
Oh, the Waltons.
The Waltons is it. Baton, B-A-T-O-N. They're tougher to see when they're short words like this. Change the O.
Na 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 na.
There's your musical hint.
Batman.
Batman, is it? And now we have some more modern series. Try this. Southpaw, P-A-W, Southpaw.
South Park.
That's it. How about Dr. No? That's D-O-C-T-O-R-N-O. It's a British show.
I can also do the music for that.
Oh, you got great musical hands, Lulu.
Yes. Doctor Who?
Doctor Who is it. Good. And here's your last one. Leaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is it. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
I'm joyful and relieved.
You did really well. Those were hard. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Patty, which member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member of WHYY in Philadelphia.
Patty Docker Ford of Morgantown, Pennsylvania, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor.
All right. Well, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, this challenge comes from listener Matthew Leal of San Francisco. Write down the name of a country, plus its capital, one after the other. Hidden in consecutive letters inside this is the name of a film that won an Academy Award for Best Picture. Name the country, capital, and film.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, with musical cues by me. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.